So my purpose today is I want to give you just a broad overview of the Health Indicators Warehouse and how it's used, and the other speakers will give you some of the applications. So the Health Indicators Warehouse is a tool for using community-level health indicators to make data-driven decisions. And I would like to thank my fellow co-workers and collaborators on this project, Kate Brett and Li Hui Chen, who is here today. And I want to share that I have no relationships to disclose. So first, what is a health indicator? It's a measurable characteristic that describes the health of a population. This can include life expectancy, mortality, disease incidence or prevalence, or other health states. It can describe determinants of health. This is, for example, health behaviors, health risk factors, physical environments, or socioeconomics. Health indicators can also include healthcare access, costs, quality, and use. Depending on the measure, a health indicator may be defined for a specific population, place, political jurisdiction, or a geographic area. Now, what is the Health Indicators Warehouse, or the HIW? It contains pre-constructed national, state, and local level data indicators. We have only included aggregate level data in the warehouse, and no individual level or micro level data is in this data warehouse. It allows users to tabulate, chart, and map data, and also importantly, download indicators. It's free to the public, it's public use, and you can download this information to use in things like grant proposals, PowerPoint presentations. The decision of how you want to use it is up to you. There's no data user agreements. It's just freely available. And it also provides links from indicators to evidence-based interventions. What are some of the benefits? The warehouse provides metadata, or data about the data, with descriptions of methodology and data sources. This allows you, as an end user, to have a better understanding of what some of the strengths and weaknesses of the indicators are. We consider the data warehouse to be a one-stop shop. This allows users to examine, select, and download data and metadata, either through the web-based interface, through Excel or CSV, comma delimited files, or through web services, which I'll talk about in more depth later in this presentation. It allows you to link to original data sources so you can understand how the data were collected. And it also facilitates harmonization across data sources and methodologies. On the topic of data sources, we have over 200 data sources providing information for these indicators. These include federal sources, such as our representatives here today from Healthy People 2020 and CMS. We have state data sources, such as the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey, or BRFSS. We have data coming from professional associations, such as the AMA. And we also have data coming from non-governmental organizations. In the current version of the HIW, there are almost 1,200 unique indicators. Over 1,000 of these are collected at the national level. Over 250 of the indicators are at the state level. About 80 of these are at the county level. And over 170 are Medicare and Medicaid indicators at what's called the hospital referral region level. Now, I'm not going to do a live demonstration today, but I'm providing some screenshots for you. You can see the actual application at www.healthindicators.gov. This is a screenshot of the home page, and this is where you can actually enter the application to find indicators. On the top right corner is a search box where you can enter keywords and do a keyword search. So today we're going to focus on I want to find information about breast cancer mortality. So I could enter breast or breast cancer in the keyword search, and it will return all indicators that have breast or breast cancer as the keyword. I can also do a search by topic or by geography or by initiative. Where it's geography, say I want to find out all indicators that are available for the state of California. I can do a search and drill down by California. Also on the home page, there are links to new developments under What's New and resources such as user's guides and other information. So for searching by topic, in that left box where it says by topic, I could click on the dark area that says select a topic, and it would open a number of panels. In the left panel, it's hard to see here, but there is a box at the top that's highlighted that says chronic disease and conditions. If I clicked on that, it would open another filter where I could click on cancer. That would give me a list of indicators that are associated with chronic disease conditions and cancer. And the fifth one down, the fifth indicator down, is breast cancer deaths per 100,000. That's what I was interested in. So I've been able to drill down by topic and select my indicator of interest. And that also happens to be a Healthy People 2020 indicator. If I click on that indicator, it then takes me to the metadata or a descriptive overview, giving me more information. That information includes who's in the numerator. It says number of female deaths due to breast cancer and gives me the ICD-10 code. It describes the population, number of females. It gives the detailed information about the methodology that was used to collect this data. On the right side of the screen, we can see the keywords that are related to this, the data sources that were used, the data source, vital statistics from National Center for Health Statistics. What initiatives are related to this, including Healthy People 2020? What geographic levels are associated with this data? We have data at the national, state, and county level for breast cancer mortality. And what data years are available for this? And this is going to all be incorporated in the download. The next thing we can do is see the data in a table. You would go to the data tab, and then you're going to be able to see it arranged across the top by time in years, and down the side by what we call dimensions. Across the top, we have single year and, if available, multiple years, time groupings. And then down the side, we have things. The first row is age-adjusted total, and then we have rows for five-year age groups. There are other, if available, we have race, ethnicity, gender, marital status, the education, other things that are associated with a given indicator. I've circled two factors that are on this chart. The red circle at the top is geography. Another way that the data can be displayed on a table is geographically. Instead of having the demographic stratification, we can stratify a table by geography, where all of the states in a nation could be listed, or all of the counties within a state could be listed, so you could look at the data in that way. The other thing I've circled is DSU. We suppress data if the numbers are too small to be displayed in a cell. So in this case, we've suppressed data for children under the age, or girls under the age of 18, because the cell numbers were too small for breast cancer mortality. One way to visualize relationships on the Health Indicators Warehouse is through the use of bar charts. Stratified data are shown with different colors on the bar charts. So with the blue represents age-adjusted total. The red bars represent stratified age groups. Then we have race, ethnicity in green, and the list would go on if I could actually scroll down if we were live. This allows the user to be able to see what was in the table visually and see the relative differences between the relationships. Another way to visualize the data is spatially through the use of maps. This is a national map of breast cancer mortality, allowing a user to see at the national level what the differences in breast cancer mortality are by state. If you selected a specific state, say California, the state of California would come up and you would be able to see the differences in mortality by county. So, and for the Medicare data, you can actually see health hospital referral regions, and Allison will be sharing some of that information later. Speaking of Medicare and Medicaid, we have worked with CMS to develop a set of disease comparative reports that allows a user to compare geographic areas. In this case, we've compared a number of indicators between the state of Alabama and the rest of the U.S., so you can see how a geographic area compares to the rest of the nation. And also, we can compare things across geographies and across time. Data are there for the years 2007 to 2010, and this will be presented in more detail in another presentation today. You can, as I alluded to earlier, download data either in Excel or in a comma delimited format. You can download data for the whole nation, or you can just select it for one state. And again, there's no data users agreement that you have to sign. It's freely available for any user to use however you want to. Another way to access the data is through web services using an application programming interface. This is where you connect your computer, your server to our server, and you're actually getting a live feed of information. As we update data and the metadata, it just connects directly and you're getting the data in bulk. You don't have to click on all of these things to get the Excel file, but rather it's getting data in large amounts. And there are some software developers who have started accessing the Health Indicators Warehouse as they want to do software development do some interesting things with this work. And the formats that they use are RESTful Services and SOAP. So there are some considerations. Earlier I've talked about data suppression and that data may be suppressed due to small sample sizes and also for confidentiality reasons that may be required by our data providers. They may have specific requirements, and we do follow that very closely when they share their data with us to display. Estimates may be for single year or for multiple years, and the strength of showing multiple years is that when we pool data, we're able to get greater precision for some indicators, and it allows us to display estimates for demographic subgroups that might otherwise be suppressed. In counties or states that have sparse data, if we were to only show data for 1 year, everything would be suppressed, but we gain more statistical strength by pooling the data. And some data do have time trends. The warehouse has been around for nearly 3 years, and as we continue to add more data, we are able to display trends. We are working on harmonizing data that are currently in the warehouse, and that's defining common concepts with common definitions. Our next steps include also updating our data and metadata, and we're trying to do that at least on an annual basis. We're working to employ a governance process for the addition of new indicators, where we will formalize a process for adding or removing indicators as data become updated or outdated. We want to improve the functionality of the HIW's interface, and this includes expanding the use of the comparative reports, such as the CMS reports. We really like that ability to compare between a jurisdiction with the rest of the country, and so we want to work towards expanding that to other data sources. We are working to improve labeling and formatting, and we want to create a process for determining criteria for interventions, as we're currently only using the community and clinical guide for interventions. So please feel free to visit the Indicators Warehouse website. And if you have any questions, you can email us. The email address is on the website, and someone will definitely respond and get back to you. And I thank you for listening to this broad overview.